Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Teen Services Librarian Kayla Cook from the Washington Public Library about a comic book workshop they are hosting on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. at the library. So the Washington Public Library is starting a new workshop this Wednesday. How about you tell me what it's about?
Yep. So on this Wednesday, August 8th, we are going to be starting a comic book workshop for anyone in sixth grade or up. And it's going to be one-hour sessions starting at 4. And it's going to be this Wednesday and then also the two Wednesdays after that. So I believe it's the 16th and then the 22nd.
Okay. So three events total.
Yep.
And what will participants be learning in these three sessions?
So they are going to be learning the basics of comic books, so creating their own. So we're going to start with storyboarding and writing their own scripts, moving on to like paneling and drawing, and then they will be able to then make their own works.
Will you be teaching this program?
I will. I'm not a comic artist personally, but I've dabbled in it a little bit, and so I figured it's a good basic knowledge, and it's a good way to get people started.
And do participants need to have any prior knowledge or skills in the art of comic book making for this program?
Any previous knowledge is not required if they are artists, or if they enjoy working with that kind of thing, or if they just like reading it, that's fine. It's just very basic. You know, if they decide to make a comic about squares and circles, that works, as well as if they have this grand masterpiece in mind.
You know, what inspired you to want to hold a comic book workshop at the library?
So I personally really enjoy reading comic books and manga, all of that. And then with the rise in popularity of this medium, considering the Marvels and DC universes that have been coming out in theaters, I figured it was a good way to expand people's knowledge about this medium. And then we also recently got a grant in order to expand our own comic book collection. And so this is kind of a kickoff for that as well.
And comic books might not be what someone would traditionally see in a library, mm-hmm. Especially a comic book making workshop. What would you say is the value of comic books put against your traditional novel?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people still consider comic books for children. They kind of remember, you know, the funnies in the newspaper or the, you know, 50 to 80 cent paperbacks that you might buy at a store while you're waiting in line to check out. The medium itself has moved further past that. So we have stories for all ages now. It's also a great way for people who, you know, maybe they aren't as great at reading, maybe they have just trouble keeping track of the words or just can't pay attention to it as much, and so this gives them something visual to look at, but it also provides a lot of reading material as well. And then there are a lot of social interactions within these comics that reflect on our society as well, so you can track changes in our society through these comics. And the medium itself has changed a lot. So instead of just the entertain children type thing, so if you think like the 60s Batman or something like that, it has also grown to be memoirs, and there are historical books. There are retellings of classics. So if somebody is, say, reading Macbeth for school, if they have trouble just reading the play, they can get a comic version and see it as well as read it. So this medium has really opened up a lot of places for people to interact with literature in a way that a normal novel might not.
And it's a great way to spend, you know, if you're in school, probably a great way to spend the remainder of the summer here in August.
Yep.
At the end of the third session, will the participants come away with that with some sort of comic book or creation?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so we're hoping that, the goal is that at least the end of the workshop, they will have some kind of completed work, whether it's just a chapter or if maybe they're very ambitious, they have a whole book set for them. I am looking into like what kind of possibilities for possibly getting it published and adding it to our collection, but at the moment I don't have any more information for that yet. So for sure the kids will have their own comics that they have made, and then after that we will see if there's anything else that we could do.
Is there any cost to be a part of the program?
No, this is completely free. So all they have to do is show up, and they don't even have to come to every single one. If they don't want to, we just kind of encourage that, just so they have time to, you know, if they have questions or if they want to bounce ideas off of other people, they have that opportunity.
Could you remind listeners when the comic book workshop will be happening?
Yep. So it'll be August 8th. So that is this Wednesday, and it'll be at 4 o'clock. And then we will also be having the next two sessions, August the 16th at 4 and August 22nd at 4.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Teen Services Librarian Kayla Cook from the Washington Public Library about a comic book workshop they are hosting on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. at the library. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.